Thank you and welcome back. As we mentioned in our previous segment, Tuesday was a disappointing day in the ag commodity markets, but not for cattle, once again setting record highs. And once again, we hear from our market analyst, Dwayne Bussey.
Unbelievable. You know, the close yesterday maybe wasn't great when you consider all the bullish news we got on Friday, but today we started red, and it's almost like it baited a few people into sell, and then just went flying higher again here. You know, closed $1.60, $1.80 higher, $2.50 on feeders, new all-time highs again. And I'm starting to see a few more headlines about the price of meat in grocery stores, and I want to say that's a sign of a top, but like I said, every week we talk about the cinch a top somewhere, and it just keeps right on going. But obviously, that's how you ration demand, is to get the price so high that people go away from it or buy something altogether differently. So that news is out there. Be cautious of it.
AgMarket.net's Matt Bennett on AgWeb.com yesterday also sounding the alarm bell for protection.
The problem is funds have been super long for a long time. At some point, they're going to pull the rug out from under this cattle market, and it's going to be before anybody expects it. So I would continue to have some level of protection for yourself. That doesn't mean you go spend a ton of money on a put option. You put a put 15 bucks below the market, and you're going to sleep a little better at night, because I could see them taking 30 to 50 bucks out of this thing. It may not be this year, maybe next year, but whenever they do decide to take the air out of it, the gates aren't going to be wide enough.
But this cattle market, a simple law of supply and demand, as cow numbers have been declining for the past few years. However, with the bullish cattle market, it may be time for producers to start retaining more females, developing replacement heifers by using quality management. Dr. David Sherbrunn, a veterinarian with Boehringer Ingelheim, talks about why heifer development is critical to success.
So heifer development's definitely critical for cattle producers, because if we have developing healthy heifers, that means we're setting up our foundation of our herd for the future. You know, in order to have a healthy and productive cow, that animal must be started out correctly. And it's not just necessarily about that post-weaning development. We need to think about development as that calf as well. If we have a healthy heifer, they have the ability to be productive for 8 to 10 years, which is definitely, in these economic times, very valuable for the producer. If we can get those first calf heifers to calve early, they're more likely to breed back sooner. And if they breed back sooner, then they will stay in that herd longer.
Producers can use good management practices to keep their heifers healthy and productive.
So the three categories would be management, vaccination, and parasite control. And so management's really pretty simple. It's good animal husbandry, excellent nutrition, making sure that we're having low stress handling, trying to protect those animals from different environmental conditions, you know, try to keep them out of the heat. And so then the second category will be vaccination. And so that's obviously trying to prevent diseases, and in doing these vaccinations, pre-breeding to really get ahead of the game. And so there's many different diseases that we're looking at on the reproductive side. Bovine viral diarrhea, BVD, and there's three different types. If we really want to try to select a vaccine that has excellent protection for all three strains of the BVD, and then we can also get some cross protection amongst the lepto strains, and then we're going to have much more effective health protocol in helping to develop those heifers.
And don't forget about controlling parasites.
We really want to decrease the parasite load in these animals, specifically gastrointestinal parasites, because they just rob the animal, even if it's not an obvious sign that they're infected with these worms. In order to have the heifers better utilize their nutrition, you know, we get rid of those worms, then they're going to gain weight better, get to that weight that we want them to get to. And so one thing that we need to look at maybe with heifers is using an extended release injectable dewormer that will actually give us full season up to 150 days of protection.
For more tips on building your herd's future and protecting your replacement heifers, talk to your veterinarian and visit healthyheifers.com. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back.